I think it's good to remind ourselves every now and then that yoga, or what is called Raja Yoga, is meant to enable us to understand the whole business of life, or experiencing and expression. Experiencing and expression. What is an experience and what is expression? Knowing that we are related to this life and to this world with these two, experience and expression. And a clear understanding of what the vritti is immediately enables us to understand the truth concerning experience and expression, or the nature of experience and the nature of expression. We might get back to our spiral, I think. I was thinking that we should call the whole blackboard the chitta. This is what goes on limitlessly, endlessly, beginninglessly, endlessly. There is a flow. And the flow is a flow only in, when you look at only the flow, the total lake is one. There is no division in it. But a vritti is a flow. It flows not only that way, it flows this way, it flows that way. All that could be called vrittis. For some mysterious reason, this one somehow feels I am. There is an I am consciousness there. It is all consciousness and the whole thing is energy. There is consciousness is, it is consciousness, it is not different from consciousness, and in this consciousness there is movement of energy everywhere, at all times. The whole thing is consciousness, and in that totality which is consciousness, which means that every spark, every speck, every dust particle is filled with consciousness. You think it is a dust particle and the inferior to you. The dust particle does not come and tell you, I am inferior. Even we have never asked and verified it, whether it is true or not. Every particle of dust, every atom of existence is that consciousness. And in that there is constant flow of energy in all directions. And one of those, for reasons, we shall come back to it later when we discuss avidya. One of those movements of energy in consciousness suddenly says, I am. And that is one vritti. This is one vritti. Now, probably you will find that this vritti undergoes lots and lots of different interpretations. This one is one vritti. But that does not stop the flow of energy. The flow of energy laden with consciousness, laden with intelligence. They have suddenly discovered something called cosmic particles. Yes? In science, they are wondering what that is.
something is flowing all the time. There is nothing static. Even this building is not static. Something is happening all the time. Right. And intelligence continues to flow from there. Intelligence continues to flow from here. Intelligence continues to flow from there, diagonally, in every direction possible. And all that, in a manner of speaking, flows through this original I am. Original I am, because it is original I am. Yes? It was nothing original. It was there before. This movement was there before. At some stage, it started saying I am. And that is one vritti, that the first vritti. The first vritti in relation to our discussion, that's all. Please don't get worried about when did the first man jump on this earth. When we say the first vritti, it only means in relation to our discussion. When we say the first thought, it only means when I got up this morning. It has nothing whatsoever to do with the previous thought and the primordial thought and first thought and the origin of creation. There's nothing. No creation. It goes on like this forever and ever and ever. And the vrittis continue to operate. They go on flowing from... They are not called vrittis. They are called mere movements in consciousness. Mere movements in consciousness. This is the I am fellow. This is me, I am. And as these things pass, the I am attributes a direction to it. He says it comes into me. It is not coming into him, it is flowing past him. It is flowing through him, it is flowing past. This is flowing past. But at that point, he says, this is coming into me. And therefore, the I am regards that as an experience. You know how we say, it's warm. Nobody is interested. The sun is not interested. The wind is not interested in hurting you or in pleasing you. Nobody takes any notice of me. Oh, it's cold. I pretend as if the good Lord, you know, created all this world for my sake, and immediately I say, oh, it's cold, he's going to turn the heater on. He doesn't care. Because it is not meant either to please you or to displease you. Nothing in the world happens to please you or to displease you. Poor thing. This intelligence and this energy keeps flowing all the time. But at one stage here, because of this I am spiral, the I am vritti which has arisen, when it comes in there, the I am says, this is my experience. And the same silly thing goes on. It doesn't stop there. It goes on. Here it calls it experience, and there it calls expression. Both these are vrittis. That's it. There is a cool breeze. The cool breeze takes no notice of this poor man. And it hits his back. He didn't hit his back at all. It was just flowing. It's flowing everywhere. But since he sits there exposing his back to the cool breeze, he feels it on his back. And so that becomes an experience to him, in relation to him. And when it hits his the back of his head, that becomes an expression. The same thing, here it is an experience of cold, and there it is sneezing or coughing. And it has nothing whatsoever to do with him. Neither the cool breeze nor the sneezing has anything to do with him. The body being part of this whole structure, existence, the body reacts appropriately to each situation. As each situation arises, the body acts or reacts. Even that is not true. The totality keeps vibrating, oscillating, living. The energy in the consciousness being life, cosmic life. And this cosmic life keeps churning, churning, churning everywhere. Churning only in relation to one another. Within itself there is no churning. That's simpler. Because we are all sitting on the same satellite which is spinning at terrific speed. All of us seem to be, you know, together. Nothing seems to happen. Because we are all there. All turning at the same time. And therefore there is no sense of movement amongst us. In that, within that, in itself, there is no motion. But to an observer, there seems to be terrific motion. And this motion is life, it goes on and on and on and on. It is inherent in that being, just exactly as in your own body, right now. Billions of cells are doing their thing. Each one is doing its thing. And yet nothing seems to be... It seems to be sitting very peacefully, quietly, nothing happens at all. When you look at her, it doesn't look as though blood is flowing in her veins or the brain is exploding in a billion places. All that activity is interpreted by this I am vritti. This is one vritti. This one vritti interprets all these. Movements in consciousness as experience on one side and expression on the other side. And both these are vrittis again. I hope you don't get confused. First, there is this itself is a vritti. Vritti in the sense it's an isolation from the whole, from the totality. Vritti in the sense that it is an isolation from the totality. And what happens to it or in relation to it is again interpreted by itself as the vritti. First, the thought I arises. If you watch yourself, if you are able to watch yourself, the first thing in the morning as you come to, first there is this thought, I am. This is a thought. There is no I am in me. There is no I am in the body. That's a thought. It is a thought which arises, I am. And then other thoughts flow into it, through it. We are unable to determine it.
Nobody can determine it. Whether the thought really arises from you, in you, or it passes through you, whether an experience is somehow related to you, do I catch it? Do I let it go? Do I push it? Do I generate it? Nothing can be absolutely determined. If I add one more puzzle to this thing, you will see that very clearly. This is I. And all this commotion goes on all the time. And it is possible that the energy is flowing this way. And then sometimes it is possible an energy, spark of energy, to start from there and go also. Why not? It is not necessary that it should all be going this way, here, there. It's also possible that something may start from there and go. So nothing definite can be said about the origin of thought. Anything definite said about the origin of thought is a thought, which arises probably in you. Anything definite said about a thought is also a thought, and that thought definitely arises in you. The whole thing is churning in. It's a fantastic thing. And so, this is a vritti. The I am is a vritti. And this vritti assumes from there on that what is happening everywhere is somehow related to me. Something, cold wind is blowing, it is, I am feeling cold. Cold wind is blowing. Why should I feel cold? There is a hot heat wave. I feel hot. There is a heat wave which is true. But I feel hot is is irrelevant, even if it is not untrue. I feel hot is irrelevant. Nobody is bothered about that. You feel hot. And as these waves come from that side, which the I am interprets as experience, it later classifies them, pleasant, unpleasant, good, bad. And what comes out of the other side, it calls expression. I am doing this. I know this. This is another type of vritti. I know. I don't know. Or I know it wrong. Can we understand this? If I understand that, my life is free. If I know that even this I am is but a vritti, it is not an independent reality. It is one wave, one ripple in the totality. And there is no problem at all. It is not my experience anymore. It is not my doing. I am not the doer. Or I is not the doer anymore. The action itself is there all the time. Acting goes on. Experiencing goes on. Functioning goes on. Living goes on. When the I am sets itself up as a filter, then you find all kinds of perversion. It's not very difficult to see how the fivefold vrittis that we discussed yesterday comes into this and causes unhappiness. when this movement of energy flows through the I am, it becomes a vritti again. The vritti in expression. So, I say, I know she is a girl. This is right knowledge, according to convention. According to convention, it is right knowledge. What's wrong with that? I know she is a girl, or I know she is a nice girl. What's wrong with that? Even in that there is an element of danger, an element of mischief, an element of uncertainty, an element of a possible adverse reaction. First of all, that she is a nice girl evokes some other feelings in me. Another uncalled for disturbance. And if it turns out that she is not a girl, there is something wrong somewhere. Then there is a disappointment later. And I think or I know she's a nice girl. And if someone else says, no, she's not so nice, I'm disappointed. Right? So that even in what we have agreed to call truth, there's a lot of frustration. And which is dreadfully obvious in the field of religion. You are quite definite that this is the truth, but somebody doesn't accept it as truth. I know this to be true, but it's useless. He doesn't accept it. And there is frustration. There is sorrow, there is misery. He is my friend. He is a very dear friend of mine. And he doesn't accept what I am saying to be true. Though I know this to be true. I know this to be true. How is it that I can't make him understand this? So even in what is called right knowledge, if I assume responsibility for that, and if my attitude towards you, if my relationship with you, and if my actions are based upon what I am convinced is right knowledge, even then there is dukkham. The area around me, the space around me is miserable. At other times, the expression as it passes through the I am is interpreted by the I am in a wrong manner. I look at this and say, oh, it's a boy, it's a man. Why so? In India, only men wear trousers. It's wrong knowledge. Again, I can, if my actions, if my behavior springs from that knowledge, it can lead me into all sorts of troubles, difficulties. That's again obvious. This is called wrong knowledge. And if any action that springs from wrong knowledge is again fraught with danger. And then there is imagination. All these are flowing out of the same energy flowing out of the I am, through the I am. Not even out of the I am, just through the I am. There's nothing. Thoughts flowing through. Feelings flowing through, energy flowing through, which all these have nothing whatsoever to do with the I am. the I am itself being a movement of energy in consciousness. And then this I am says, ah, she's angelic. She's an angel. She is not a human being at all. She's a goddess. Imagination. Or she is a devil, or she is a, etc., etc., you know, all the imaginations one can have. And these imaginations get a root shock sooner or later. What you call disillusionment. People talk of disillusionment as if it's a disaster. To me, it's the most wonderful thing that can happen. Illusion is something you and I should be sorry for. Disillusionment is a marvelous thing. Sometimes people say, you know, I thought so-and-so of you, and when I came in contact with you, I was disillusioned. I said, thank you, congratulations. It's a marvelous thing. If you had an illusion about me, that was the thing which is really undesirable. But when you came into contact with me and you found that the illusion was not justified and you were disillusioned, I think you should be congratulated. You should feel very happy about it. Never feel sorry for being disillusioned. So you have an imagination about something or about somebody, and your actions spring from that imagination. This is the most important factor. Your actions, your behavior spring from that imagination. And any action that springs from that imagination is foolish, stupid. And it is bound to run into, hopefully, some trouble or other, some difficulty or other. Memory. The flow of energy, the vrittis, through this personality, naturally leaves some trace, just like fragrance being wafted. As the fragrance spreads out, I mean, everywhere there is a little bit of fragrance left behind, which is called the vasana or the samskara. There is a little bit of fragrance left. If we are all in a place full of camphor, for instance, camphor fumes. I don't want to say cigarette smoke. Even your dress smells camphor for a couple of days. Something is sticking there. Action springing from that is also risky, fraught with danger. Any action that is based on memory is defective action, inappropriate action. Why is it so? Because the whole thing has been churning and changing. But your action is based upon something which doesn't exist now, which is not in the present. First of all, the memory itself may be tricky, yes? Oh, I remember you. Aren't you John Thomas? You say, no. Oh, you look like one. Pretty lead me astray. But even if the memory does not play tricks with me, if the memory is right, any action that springs from that memory is defective, inappropriate. Why is it so? The action is in the now, but it springs from the past. It's absurd. It is related to the past. It's absurd.